Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Tonight is all about women in film. That's right, every Wednesday in the 10 o'clock hour. I am so excited to be with you every Wednesday to talk about our sisterhood for education and entertainment for the arts. Now, let's hop right on into it. We're going to talk about some scenarios that are currently occurring that my students have told me about and that I have personally experienced with the educational system when it comes to being a woman and being in the film industry. As you know, it's not that many of us and things can occur. So it is our job as women to support each other. But I can tell you from my personal experience, and I can only speak of, unfortunately, right now, two horrible, absolutely horrid female white Caucasian teachers that were so disrespectful, so demeaning to me when I was in college, when it came to the educational system and their plight against what was right. I am just so disappointed. And luckily, I can advocate for myself, but there are so many people that can't. And that's why we started our Women in Film segment and why we started Education and Entertainment for the Arts through Cleopatra Memphis Studios and why we will partner with major educational organizations that provide excellent services that will give you what you need through us. We partnered with them for a reason. We partnered with them because we know they will extend the grace and the respect and nurturing that you need as a student. It's not just me by myself. I cannot do everything on my own or by myself, but to be demeaned in class, to be disrespected, to have other students follow suit, to basically boldface lie about the information that is due to you from them as educators, because you're paying for tuition is obscene to me. It's just obscene. And it's unfortunate that they still to this day, till 2020, believe that they can get away with it, whether it's saying words that we know are more than offensive or basically making you lose a grade or giving other people credit for the work you did for their grades. It could go on and on. But I've experienced that only twice, one where a professor did not want to give me the correct information when it comes to African-American film history, and they taught history. And another one was where, like I said before, it's just total disrespect and demeaning in class. Now, and these were both women. Unfortunately, they were white women, so it was something behind that, unfortunately. It just hurts my soul to think of all the young girls, all the young little black girls who are striving to have their voices heard and it not be recognized. It hurts my heart to see what can be and what is actually going on in the educational system. That's why we have to work on starting our own institutions and be fair and diligent in the process and be accommodating. Things are changing. Schools should not be the same. There are so many new ways to do things, whether we do things online, via Zoom, hybrid, to make things even better for people who have working issues, who have health issues, who have, you know, financial issues. There are so many things we can do to change the regular model to accommodate people where they can, so they can breathe. So they can totally consume the wonderful world of art, which is education in film and television and entertainment. This is something that we give to the world as a gift for their freedom of art, freedom of speech, freedom of the love of film. So I'm going to say all of this to our sisters in film, please support us, as we will always support you. And let me give a shout out to the CMS Film Crew. Y'all know y'all got it going on. Y'all know y'all got it going on. Hello, y'all got it going on. That's right, I had to say it twice. It's amazing the support you give. It's amazing what you do to support me and everything I'm doing. I really can't do anything without you all. So shout out to the CMS Film Crew. Remember, we have our Women's Film Festival coming up. We also have our makeup classes coming up soon. We have some amazing guests coming in to help educate you all and teach you all some of the best in the industry. We've had some Oscar winners. Of course, you all know. Come by and speak to us. So I am so excited about this, to give you this. And we have our scholarship in my beautiful mother's name for anyone that's out there that wants to learn education for the arts in beauty, makeup, for film and television. We even have the creepy stuff coming up. That's right, special effects. Through Stan Winston. So I cannot wait for you all to be a part of this and get your hands dirty and make sure you learn and consume all you can, because that's what we're here for. Now, we're on all forms of social media. That means Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Twitter under CM Studios, Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, TikTok the same. Like, follow, and share, and tell a friend. And as I am here and live and breathe, what do I always say I want you to do, and especially for women in film, that is, be great.